Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com. You know our trusted partner TireRack.com for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated General Grabber ATX. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, here we go. What a day and a Thursday. Live in Los Angeles, it's the Herd. Wherever you may be and however you may be listening, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1. What a day. Free agency. Lot of stuff breaking. By the way, it's a baseball story. Dodgers added, I don't know, another all-star last night, giving them the best batting order probably since the 1975 Cincinnati Reds. Don't want to make any guarantees. Maybe I called it a year early. That Dodger lineup is the best batting order I have seen. They have literally young, talented second baseman. Gavin Lux is his name. Would start for virtually every team in baseball. Can't find a way to start for the team. People suspect he won't start. All right, anyway, baseball talk. Joy Taylor, how are you?
I'm great. I'm an auntie again, number 12.
Wow.
Yep, 3 o'clock this morning. Apollo Benjamin, 8 pounds, 14 ounces.
Wow.
12 times. Taylor, the Taylor family just keeps growing.
The busy family.
Congrats, Noah and Christy. Yes.
Congratulations to you. I don't know who to congratulate in Cleveland. So here's the story. So Mike Garofalo used to work at this company, is reporting. Deshaun Watson, Browns, not going to happen. And he says they've told Mayfield's agents at the Combine, hey, Watson was the only guy we were interested in. Now, Mary Kay Cabot, who I've known for 20 years, said, nah, that's not true. Cleveland's still looking. They didn't get Deshaun. They're still looking. Chris Mortensen, who I've known for years, many of you know, great reporter, he reported yesterday what I was told in midseason, which is they're looking for an adult at quarterback. They're out on Mayfield. Now, I was told midseason by an executive who was very close to Andrew Berry. He said he's just exhausted. He just wants a grown-up. This is literally what Chris Mortensen reported yesterday. And I had said that on the air. I'm not playing backseat driver here. So we don't know what's going to happen. My guess is they're still looking. Mary Kay Cabot, I think, is on the right side here. They're still looking. In the history of Colin right, Colin wrong, that Chris Mortensen report yesterday validated this is the most Colin Wright ever. From the very beginning, I said Johnny Manziel is undraftable and not a franchise quarterback. He's a frat boy. Baker Mayfield, I said, he is a franchise quarterback, but he's undraftable to me. too snarky, too juvenile, wants to be a frat boy, too cool for the room, always got to win arguments. And by the way, I'm not one of these talk show hosts who rips players and I get them on set and I cuddle up to him. I brought Baker Mayfield on the set. Here's a piece of tape. I confronted him on all of this stuff right in front of him. Here it is. When you hear all the stuff, Baker, first thought, when you hear me just blah, blah, blah.
That you really don't know me at all. I think you hear the big headlines, which is, you know, what people get paid to do, is write whatever to grab people's attention. Yeah. So there's no digging. There's no actual research to it.
You know, sidelines, grabbing stuff, you know, throwing, whizzing footballs. Come on, you're going to be a franchise quarterback. What are you grabbing stuff that? Why?
I wasn't a franchise quarterback then. I'm hoping to be one in the future, and I can learn from my mistakes and do that.
Did teams confront you on this stuff?
There were teams that said, what kind of guy are we getting? Are we getting another Johnny? Are we getting a guy that's not going to learn from his mistakes? I mean, you think about it, they're investing a lot of money. A lot of money.
So, time.
Yeah, exactly. And so I was expecting that, but to be able to actually sit down and talk to him, that's what I was waiting for.
All right. He's always welcome back on the set. Always welcome. I don't think he's a bad person. I think he's immature. He's 27 years old. Let's hope he's learned from these mistakes. A lot of people mature so slowly. You know, I love Bill Maher. He says this all the time. Not everybody learns stuff at the same time. Let's be tolerant of those who sometimes are a little slow to grasp cultural changes. Not everybody grasps stuff the first day, and people can grow. But can you guys all stop arguing with me on this? I'm right every time on this. I was right on Jameis Winston. I was right on Jay Cutler. I was right on Cam, although Cam's just so damn gifted, he overcame most of it. I was right on Johnny Manziel, and I'm right on Baker. You're a franchise quarterback. I know it's unfair, but you have to be bizarrely mature at 23 years old, like Russell Wilson, like Andrew Luck. I know it's not fair in life, but you also get paid a lot. You're the face of a franchise. You control the football. You're the coach on the field. You're the one that speaks at the podium. John Wooden, the legendary late basketball coach at UCLA, created a pyramid of success. I think NFL teams should all use it the same way. And I'm not talking talent. Once you have decided this guy's big enough, he's strong enough, he can move enough, I believe there is a pyramid of quarterback success that every GM in the league should have. And this is the stuff that matters. Beyond the talent stuff, let's start with something that really, really matters to me. And most of this stuff, Baker Mayfield has failed at. And all of this stuff, Justin Herbert is great at. First, a willingness to take one for the team. Eli Manning was legendary at this. They lost, he went right to the New York media. They won, Eli let others talk. Don't always try to be right. Every time you lose, find fault in yourself. That plays hugely in the locker room. Be willing to take one for the team. A second thing that matters in my quarterback pyramid of success, be emotionally disciplined. Would you want a pilot in turbulence who freaked out but was cheering in the cockpit during a landing? Would you want a financial planner? Boom, stock up, selling everything in a bad day. Don't get too high. Don't get too low. I don't mind a fist pump. But I'm kind of looking for a grown-up there. The third thing that matters at the bottom of my pyramid, a unifying force. Can you bring the owner, the GM, the players? Some guys are country boys. Some guys are city guys. Some guys are veterans. Some guys are rookies. Brady is a great unifying force. He introduces himself to everybody. We all know who you are, Tom. He unifies the owner, the fans, the boosters. Forget the media. Don't have to unify them. But do you unify people? The next two things that matter to me, physical reliability. Do you take care of yourself? Some of that is luck. Eli Manning, some of it's just good genes. He stayed healthier than Peyton. That one's a little bit luck. Justin Herbert, Josh Allen, those guys are just, you can look at that body. That body's going to last for a long time. Something else that matters to me, a lot. Bizarrely committed to your craft. People will call you weird, strange. My wife just doesn't get Tom Brady. And I'm like, that's why he's the best ever. Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan. You're bizarrely obsessed with your craft. It means a lot to you. You don't have a big, wide social circle outside of football. As Tom Brady said, I could watch film all day. If you got a lot of hobbies, you're not a franchise quarterback. And finally, and this matters a lot, do people like you? Likeability. People like Justin Herbert. I have friends all through the Chargers organization. Everybody just likes him. You're the kind of guy, if you're going on a road trip, everybody's like, oh, invite Justin. Invite Lamar. He's funny. Invite Kyler Murray struggles with this, by the way. Jay Cutler struggled with this a lot. Aaron Rodgers struggles with this. Forget just the arm and everything. Things that matter. Baker is committed, but he fails at a lot of these. Josh Allen doesn't really fail at any of them, or Justin Herbert. Or to this part, physical reliability on Lamar Jackson, we'll see. But you're 27. I hope you've grown up. I think you can learn. You're always welcome back on the show. Let's you and I stop arguing over this one. It really matters, and it's unfair. I don't care about my linebackers. I don't care about my rush ends. I don't care about my corners. I don't care about my guards. I don't care. Quarterback is different. You speak for the franchise. You're the face of the franchise. You touch the ball. You have your weekly press conference at the podium. They don't ask safeties to do that, and they don't ask tight ends and running backs. I wish them the best. I don't know what happens in Cleveland. My guess is they'll make calls on Jimmy Garoppolo. All right, let's shift to another quarterback who, in my pyramid of success, nails all of them, Russell Wilson. So Russell Wilson came out yesterday and said all the things you do during a breakup. You know, Seahawks and I, mutual decision, blah, 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 mutual decision. You know, he said all the stuff that, you know, Russell would say. The Seahawks, very quickly, the owner, Jody Allen, came out and said, this is Russell's decision. Pete Carroll came out 5 minutes later. Yeah, as Jody stated, this was Russ's decision. And then John Snyder came out a few minutes later and says, as it became evident that Russell wanted to move on. So the Seahawks are protecting the brand. They have a right to do that. It was his decision. I will tell you my belief. It was Russell Wilson's decision. And I'm closer to Russell and his agent than Pete. It was Russell's decision. And there are three reasons for it. Number one, he won a Super Bowl. Then a few years later in 2018, the Seahawks went and visited Josh Allen's pro day. He's like, you gotta be kidding me. And Russell was always sensitive to that because he got ditched by his college coach at North Carolina State. That's why he had to transfer to Wisconsin. Though he was the best football player on his team, the coach said, too small, run around, I'm going to go with Mike Glennon. That coach was fired. Russell was sensitive to it. Seahawks, bad move. You had a quarterback. Totally committed quarterback, highly elusive quarterback, Super Bowl winning quarterback. The second thing they did is increasingly over the last 4 or 5 years, Russell's just getting the you-know-what beat out of him. They can't get the offensive line right. And Russell wants to play till he's 45. And he looks at the protection Tom Brady had with Dante Scarnecchia in New England. He looks at the protection of Aaron Rodgers as the Packers always draft and develop offensive lines. And Russell's like, I'm going to play till about 37 years old and fall apart. And the third reason was, and I've had Greg Olson tell me this too, Seattle and Pete Carroll are running a 1999 offense. It's just Jurassic. It's just outdated. Then they ask Russell Wilson to be a hero with 4 minutes left on the clock and win it. Now, the first two reasons, Pete Carroll could sit on this couch and argue, and I would listen to him. He could argue, hey, Josh Allen, 6'6", 250, leaps over tall buildings. We had to go look at him. You can make that argument. You can make that argument. You can also make the argument, and Pete could sit on this chair and say it, hey, Russell ran around. A lot of those sacks are on Russell, not the offensive line. I've heard that before from scouts I trust and executives I trust, that Russell can run himself into stuff. But the third one, I would push back. This is an outdated offense. I've had multiple Seattle Seahawks tell me. Too much run-oriented. The division Shanahan, McVay, Kingsbury. You got too many smart offensive guys, and this league is now not allowing for that. Vic Fangio, defense fired. Mike Zimmer, defense fired. Pete Carroll, Belichick, right now, struggling. So, yes, this was Russell Wilson's decision. But for three reasons, one of which you can't argue, is that Russell Wilson looked around and said, I deserve a better offense. I deserve more progressive coaching. I need better. And that's why I chose Denver. Offensive coach, excellent weapons, embracing football 2022. Offense, offense, offense. Russell Wilson yesterday, here he is at the mic on his departure from the Hawks.
That it was a time for change, and when did that feeling really start for you?
Yeah, I did initiate it. It was definitely mutual along the way. There's definitely been a lot of conversations. This hasn't been I initiated anything, but it is what it is. I'm happy to be here. That's all I know. Obviously, I'm happy about the 10 years I've had, but I think that, we'll have to read about it later. We'll have some fun maybe with my book one day. We'll have some good stories.
I've always been on that side and not the Seahawks side. Kevin Clark, The Ringer, joins us this hour as well. Stuff breaking, Joy will have that during Herdline News.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hi, it's The Herd. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. It's easy, 90 seconds. Use the code HERD, H-E-R-D. That's code HERD for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in the bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. With just a few taps on the app, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish.
With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. It's your one-stop shop. Angie can help you find the best price for your project by comparing quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data. They get the difficulties that can come with home projects. They get it. Why not make it as simple as possible? Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com or download the app today. Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports. And now newly minted first-round picks like number one overall Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, J.J. McCarthy, Michael Penix Jr., and more. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of their first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out their most popular brands like Prizm, Select, Donruss, and more. including Panini Instant Cards celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen, such as Draft Night Instance. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd Show.
You are now entering the No Bull Zone, sponsored by Credible Great Rates with none of the bull. You may want to refinance your home, folks. Those rates are going up. Not that I'm your financial advisor. I'm just saying. Ryan, get on that. You young peeps. So Deshaun Watson is on the market. He's going to go to the NFC. He told the Browns today, I'm out. So he's going to go to the NFC. Saints or Atlanta. Now, I've said yesterday, and I'll stand by it, Atlanta's where I would go. But they've butchered this thing. Atlanta's always in a perpetual rebuild. Even when Atlanta's great, they screw it up. Years ago, 1999, they made the Super Bowl. The next year, they're 5-11. A few years ago, they made the Super Bowl. For the next 5 years, losing records. They just can't sustain success. I like their owner. I love the city. It's the most economically dynamic, and he's from there. That's where I would go. But the problem is, over the last decade, and I can't blame Deshaun Watson for this, the Saints have had the best roster in the last decade, the most stability. I mean, you can't blame, you know, them for Katrina and some weather stuff, but I mean, it's been a really good organization for 10 years. They've had a bunch of good players. They draft well. Mickey Loomis, Jeff Ireland, front office, Gail Benson. It's like they've had good ownership. They have good rosters. They have the best record. I don't blame him. I think he wants to go to Atlanta. Reportedly, it's down to the Falcons and the Saints. And I think his heart is in Atlanta. But Atlanta plays New Orleans twice. And if you go to the last 10 years, Atlanta has lost a lot of those games because of the stability and the roster and the players of the Saints. So they just now also Calvin Ridley, tremendous player for Atlanta. He's suspended for a year. Russell Gage, who I think's one of the more underrated number two or three receivers in the league for Atlanta, he just went to the Buccaneers. So I get Kyle Pitts, but who are my wide receivers? So the Saints have a better O-line. They have Michael Thomas. They just have better players. The Saints, you know, sometimes, I'll give you an example. When Tom Brady left New England, the perfect place to go was Miami. Giselle's an international supermodel. Miami is an international, as Joey will tell you, it's an international city. There's a million flights every day. Brazil, Germany, Europeans, that's where they vacation. You go to Miami, walk down the sidewalk, you'll hear eight languages. That's where Tom should have gone. He could have gone to Miami, which is prettier than Tampa, and it's more international than Tampa, and his wife's an international supermodel. They wanted to go there. In fact, my source, we broke the story on that, my source said Tom wanted to go there and he could face and beat the Patriots twice a year. That was where he wanted to go. But in the end, he chose Tampa because they had a better GM and they had better players. And so Tom, you know, he wanted warm weather, no state tax. He wanted weapons. He wanted weapons. And Miami didn't have enough weapons. They were, as they've been in the last 12 years, they're in perpetual rebuild. So Miami was a great place for Brady to go. But you just can't trust the owner, the organization. So they went. The Glazers are better owners than Stephen Ross. The roster's better. The GM's better. And Bruce Arians, you know, Bruce Arians got a lot of pelts. And so he went there. And Tom made the right call. I think New Orleans, he's going to win more games in New Orleans than Atlanta. But his heart, I think, is really in Atlanta. And if he goes there, I get it. It's hard to say no to your home. Like, if Tom Brady still, I think, has an itch to go to San Francisco and play for the 49ers. I still think Tom wants to. Sometimes it just doesn't work out, right? So, there you go. Joy with the news.
No. Turn on the news!
This is the Herdline News.
Well, speaking of those weapons, according to multiple reports, the Titans are planning on releasing Julio Jones. After one season, they traded a 2022 second-round pick and a 2023 fourth-round pick in exchange for Julio Jones and a sixth-round pick in 2023 to the Falcons.
Yeah.
And
made a mistake, and I'll say this. They kind of overspent, and they just said, we're out. We're going to move on.
They are moving on, but where is Julio going to move on to? Well, our very own Skip Bayless has a source out there.
This morning, a source who knows Julio texted me that Julio got a DM yesterday from this guy who plays quarterback down in Tampa, this guy named Tom Brady.
Man, get out people DM Tom Brady.
He was sliding into Julio's DMs. And the message effectively said, hey, come on down to the Sunshine here in Tampa and let's be great together.
Mm. Wow. Mm-hmm. Skip breaking stories.
Sources. Well, he did that for a long time.
Yes, he did.
He's a 7-time Pro Bowler, Julio Jones. Obviously didn't work out well in Tennessee, but he has the most receiving yards of any active player right now, okay, with 13,330.
By the way, they brought on Antonio Brown, who's a nuisance. You tell me it could be a number 3 or 4?
Well,
he's a grown-up.
Julio's 2021 numbers, 10 games, 31 receptions, 434 yards, and one touchdown. Again, also, that's with Ryan Tannehill.
Yeah.
AB's numbers in 2021, 7 games, 42 receptions, 545 yards, and 4 touchdowns.
Okay, but you got to babysit him. So I would do Julio Jones. If Julio took a discount, I get Evans,
yeah, 100%
Godwin,
taking Julio Jones
Gage,
in that situation.
Julio?
Yeah, so they signed Russell Gage, who was
nice player.
Also apparently recruited by Tom Brady.
65-catch-a-year guy in Atlanta.
Hey, Tom, if you want to go into college coaching when you're done, one day, 20 years from now when you retire, he's got the juice. That's according to Schrager. So, yeah, so they'll have Mike Evans, Chris Godwin. Godwin's coming off of an ACL injury, but just agreed to a 3-year, $60 million deal. Russell Gage, and could possibly add Julio Jones.
They need to draft a running back outside of that. Good football team. And they just got Shaq Mason from the Patriots. So they have Ryan Jensen, argument, first or second best center in the league. Shaq Mason, top 5 right guard. Tristan Wirfs, probably first or second best right tackle. So that right side of that O-line, they lost both guards, but the right side is elite.
Well, Von Miller will be joining the Bills on a 6-year, $120 million deal.
Wow.
He's going to turn 33 March 26th, 8-time Pro Bowler, 2-time Super Bowl champ, including a Super Bowl MVP and Super Bowl 50. And he was instrumental to that Rams defense and to that Rams Super Bowl in his final 8 games, regular and postseason. He had 9 sacks, including 2 in the Super Bowl. So he is joining a defense that in 2021 ranked first in points per game, first in yards per game, first in passing yards per game, first in third downs, and 11th in sacks. So
they're going for it.
The rich get richer. They should. This is what good teams should be doing. Go pay veteran guys that are game disruptors. You have a young quarterback. You have it set up. Josh Allen's locked in. Just load up. Do what the Rams did last year. I don't think that the Rams' style of building teams works for everybody because you have to be in that situation. You have to be solid at the coaching position. You have to have all of your coordinators in place. You have to have your quarterback in place. You have to have a veteran roster that is capable of taking a step up with a few extra pieces. If you're a young developing team or you have a very young quarterback that you're still trying to build up, you're not in a situation to give away all your draft picks and go all in. The Bills are. The Bills are right there. So why not add an extra piece like Von Miller? That's a great deal for Von as well.
Yeah.
They also added O.J. Howard on a 1-year deal, but the Bucs tight end. So that's another weapon for Josh Allen.
Gosh. So they have Knox, so he has 2 tight ends now.
Moves are being made. Other pass rusher news. Chandler Jones went to the Raiders. Yannick Ngakoue went to the Colts for cornerback Rockison. And Za'Darius Smith is going to the Ravens.
I will say this. Denver, because of Russell Wilson, has had the best offseason. Pittsburgh got Miles Jack, has quietly gotten much better. People forget this because it wasn't a sloppy ending. Pittsburgh made the playoffs this year.
Yeah.
Okay, they made the playoffs.
Thank you, Jacksonville.
Yeah, so just a heads up on this, Pittsburgh has had a remarkable offseason. They attacked all their weaknesses. They wanted another linebacker. They got Miles Jack, who's got a lot of years left.
It's a great move.
They needed to be more athletic and cheaper at quarterback. Check, Trubisky. And they needed to improve dramatically the interior of their O-line. Check. And by the way, the rest of the team is fine. Running back, tight end, outstanding. Receiver, above average. Pass rush, amazing. They added a safety as well. They're a little soft there, but like it's Pittsburgh. Minkah Fitzpatrick now got a guy next to him. Corners.
That division is going to be rough for a while.
Pittsburgh.
That's why Cleveland's in the conversation for quarterback.
Yeah, I'm telling you right now, they didn't make a lot of headlines. It's a lot of B guys. You can get really good in this football world with a lot of B guys added to your roster.
And you have a Hall of Fame coach who has never had a losing season in an organization that knows how to win. Lakers, 124-104 against the Timberwolves last night.
Bad.
But as bad as it was basketball-wise, it really got kind of messy with the trash talk with Patrick Beverley and Karl Anthony Towns. And Russ said after the game that the trash talk didn't bother him.
I honestly don't pay no mind to it. Maybe the other guys, they weren't talking to me. So they were talking to individual guys particularly, but the trash talking doesn't bother me none. Nobody over there has done anything that in this league that, you know, make me put my eyes up like, oh, they're talking mess. Let me respond. No. So, it's fine. They're good. They won a game. You know, happy for them. Move on to the next one. That's that.
Well, Pat Beverly did not appreciate those remarks. He tweeted, playoffs every year, two Western Conference finals with two different teams. Individual stats or team stats? I thought this was a team sport.
Interesting.
So he's responding to Russell Westbrook's comments. You know, I've had a difficult time figuring out what the percentage of the blame pie is for the Lakers this year, because it feels like it's a sliding scale. So, but I will say,
pie's been in the sun too long. It's a bit of a mess.
It's kind of blurring. Every time, not every time, that's an exaggeration. When we get comments like this from Russell Westbrook after games, I feel like a little bit more of the pie goes to him. You got to have some fight. You got to have some pride in these situations. Like, it's not just on to the next game. You guys are still playing for something. Aside from, you know, getting into the playoffs, you're the Lakers. Like, you got some pride here. No disrespect to Karl Anthony Towns or Patrick Beverley, but if they're talking trash to you, you got to make it a chippy game. Like, you have to be mad about that. Like, Cat is a good player. He just put up 60 points.
Russell Westbrook has never once in his career acknowledged, I could be part of the problems. Last week, he got mad at fans for calling him Westbrook.
Right.
He's shooting 11% from threes since the All-Star break. And again, I don't want to pick on Russell Westbrook. Like, whatever. It's over, right? Like, we don't know.
Yes, he's not going to be there next year.
Okay. So, but at some point, what Carmelo Anthony did in the last 2 years, he deserves credit for. Carmelo Anthony looked himself in the mirror, said, hey, I'm a bench guy. I'm a rotational guy. Carmelo's been terrific for the Lakers. Westbrook's not there yet. He needs to, in the offseason, look in the mirror and go, you know what? I'm a bench guy. Like, it's a shooter's league. I'm aging poorly. Cam Newton, to his credit. And I was never a fan of Cam. Cam went to New England and said, I got stuff to work on here. Cam was unvaxxed. Got vax, said, hey, listen, I'm being viewed around the league as irresponsible. Like, at some point, aging stars, you have to look in the mirror and go, wow, I can't be that expensive. I can't make demands. I have to get, you know, vaxed, whatever. Now, Kyrie's still great, so he can push back on that, and there are people that just want his talent. But when you're aging,
yeah,
like Carmelo Anthony deserves a lot of credit. He was like, okay, I'm a bench guy. I'm going to be a great bench guy. If you watch Carmelo during Laker games, he's engaged in the huddle. He's helping guys off the floor. Carmelo is totally a team guy now, deserves total credit for that.
I think it changes your legacy.
And everybody likes Carmelo. I've been critical, but people like Carmelo Anthony. Let me tell you something. In that building, they see that video of Russell Westbrook, like, not defending.
Yeah.
They go to huddle and Russell's off by himself. Like, that is getting talked about in the building in Los Angeles.
It's going to change his legacy, what happened this year. It's one thing to, you know, bounce around to different teams. It's going to be his fourth team in 4 years. That's something. Like, it's, you know, I very rarely saw Patrick Beverley, but it's a team game at the end of the day. Like, we talk about stars and how important they are, and they definitely are, but you've got to be there for your guys, and it doesn't feel like he is. And when he says things like this, it's like there's still just zero self-awareness. Like, at some point, you just stop. Like, don't clinch so hard. Like, you got to let it go. This is everyone's fault, and like take part in what you're responsible for. Yeah. I feel bad actually at this point for Lakers fans, because it's got to be so frustrating.
Yes.
And with the expectations coming into the year, however unrealistic I felt that they might be without Anthony Davis healthy, you got to still have some sort of community sense here. And it's just not that.
I actually feel bad for Westbrook, because he's from Los Angeles. His parents live here.
You could have helped the situation.
No question.
There was more than enough runway to make this smoother, to make it at least feel like I feel somewhat responsible for this.
Mirrors still work. Westbrook should use one.
Yes.
I'm not denying that. I think he will, in the offseason, have a discussion either with himself, his parents, his wife, or somebody, and he'll do a mellow. He'll be like, okay, I got to come to terms with what it is now.
I don't know. I think this was the time to do it. I think this year, this opportunity with this team, with this microscope, playing alongside LeBron James, who makes everyone better, who gets along with everyone, who is the ultimate team guy.
This is the only time in LeBron's career he can't fix a player problem. This in his whole career, this one, he just put his hands
That's
up at the
what I'm
All-Star
saying. I felt like this was the year that Russ was going to do that, which what you're talking about. And as much conversation as has been had about him this year, for him to still say things like this, it's like, I don't know if that conversation is going to be had.
Good stuff. Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News. Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hi, it's The Herd. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Teams are knocking on the door of the conference finals, and DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered every step of the way with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out. As the NBA postseason winds down, it's fantastic. Super easy to get started with DraftKings. If you're a first-timer, really easy. Try betting on something like a team to win. Go to DraftKings Sportsbook's app, select your team, and place your first bet. It's that simple, really. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. It's easy, 90 seconds. Use the code HERD, H-E-R-D. That's code HERD for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in the bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. With just a few taps on the app, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish.
With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. It's your one-stop shop. Angie can help you find the best price for your project by comparing quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data. They get the difficulties that can come with home projects. They get it. Why not make it as simple as possible? Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com or download the app today. Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports. And now newly minted first-round picks like number one overall Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, J.J. McCarthy, Michael Penix Jr., and more. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of their first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out their most popular brands like Prism, Select, Donruss, and more, including Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen, such as Draft Night Instance. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd Show.
The CFO that gets it, gets it. The CFOs that don't. Go to netsuite.com/herd. Visibility, control over your financials, e-commerce, and more. All right, let's get to my buddy Kevin Clark at The Ringer, NFL writer for years, Slow News Day video cast. What a crazy, crazy week. It's maybe the most underrated week on the sports calendar.
Yeah.
It is. I mean, there's supposed to be a deadline. There's supposed to be a starting point. Nobody listens to any of it. So what do you make this morning of the Baker Mayfield Cleveland situation, Kevin?
I've never seen anything like it, because you have a quarterback who said goodbye, even though he said it wasn't goodbye, it was goodbye, to a team that didn't have a quarterback lined up, hadn't said goodbye to him. There was no plan. Maybe he was trying to get control of the situation. But this is one of the most awkward things I've ever seen in sports. No quarterback has ever played out their fifth-year option. It's never happened. It maybe happened with a couple guys in the next couple of years. But I just think that this is unprecedented. Now, what do you do if you're Cleveland? Do you overpay for Jimmy Garoppolo just to end this? Do you try to move Baker Mayfield without a plan in place? Do you try to go with Case Keenum, who, by the way, couldn't have been worse than what Baker Mayfield was last year? I've never seen anything like this, and I doubt the Browns have either.
Yeah, I don't know. I think the Colts and the Browns are both talking to Jimmy Garoppolo's agent. And now, Deshaun Watson's interesting, because I think his heart is in Atlanta. Economically, it's a really viable city. It's the Hollywood of the South. It's great for marketing. I also think he's from there. But the Saints, I see all the teams now in the running. Saints have the best roster, a great owner, stability. Is he going to go to this? What do you make of this kind of situation?
Okay, so when I saw the last four, the actual best football situation is Cleveland. And I would like to say, with all of the past couple of weeks, with the last 20 years of Browns football, the fact that this, all of this, the Baker stuff, the Watson, this might be the biggest mess the Cleveland Browns quarterback position has ever been in. That's saying something, okay? But when I looked at that list, I said Cleveland makes the most sense from a football standpoint. I understand why he wants to be home, but I also want to say, there's some real embarrassment potential for any team that takes the plunge here. There's going to be a lengthy suspension.
Yeah.
There's still 22 civil cases with outstanding. And I think that I was surprised, frankly, Colin, at how quickly this all moved, where as soon as there was no indictment last Friday, it was on Saturday, it was okay, he's making the decision, he's taking meetings, all of that stuff. I think that the fact that the last two teams are the Saints and the Falcons, two teams that have newish head coaches, that have quarterback desperation, at least long term, the Falcons are happy to go with Matt Ryan this year, shows that there's some desperation. And then maybe the market for him is not what we thought it was going to be. So I thought it was interesting. I would not take Deshaun Watson on my team right now, but I understand, unfortunately, that's the premium for quarterbacks is they get to write their own ticket, even when they have these issues. And so it's been a very strange week in that regard. I'd say from football standpoint, I agree with you, New Orleans, but we don't know. Sean Payton's not there anymore. It's a better situation than Atlanta, but I can understand why he wanted to be home.
Yeah, Russell Gage and Calvin Ridley, no longer Falcons, does not make the Atlanta position nearly as attractive, because those are you know, really good players. I said Denver's had, I think they'll be the most improved team. I think Pittsburgh has had an unflashy but really smart offseason. What offseason jumps out to you?
Well, I mean, Denver has a case to be made, but it's Tampa Bay. I mean, I'm not even talking about Tom Brady. Tom Brady is the Pied Piper, and then he comes back, and then Russell Gage we'll sign that deal. Chris Godwin is ready to do a long-term deal. I mean, none of this stuff was happening without Brady. I mean, that's the best competitive advantage in football. We just saw this with Buffalo. I understand that the Von Miller got a lot of money, but guys want to hitch their wagon to quarterbacks. And right now you have the best to ever do it coming back, refocused, was retired for 2 months. Again, I guess he got some new perspective or whatever. And guys want to be there. I wouldn't be surprised if Rob Gronkowski, who loves playing with Tom Brady, comes back and takes a deal that is under market. Like, that's what you get. That is why Tom Brady is so valuable, is that guys in New England wanted to play with him for decades. They will take 1 year stopgap thing. So it's the Bucks. Denver, for me, their improvement is nice and fine, but the AFC West is the SEC West now, where it is so unbelievably hard to get through that barrier to entry that I'm not even sure it matters if Denver's improving. I mean, the entire AFC right now, just going more broadly, is the SEC. Yeah. It is the European Champions League. There is so much depth there that even being good doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You have to be incredible. You have to do 4 or 5 high octane moves per offseason and then get lucky with injuries and quarterbacks. That's it. So I'm not ready to jump on the Denver bandwagon. I thought it was ridiculous when they were, I think, 5th favorite to win the Super Bowl after the Russell Wilson trade. I just think there's too much depth in the AFC to say any of this stuff, and we kind of forget about your Buffaloes and those sort of teams that are already better and have the quarterback.
So this show has been highly critical of kind of the Seahawks in general. Bad drafts, Jurassic offense. And I have a close enough relationship with Russell and his agent. Is they didn't like Seattle window shopping for Josh Allen at his pro day. The offensive line deteriorated. The offense feels, especially in a division with Kyle Shanahan, Kingsbury, and McVay, it feels outdated. And I think Russell he wanted an offensive coach, better weapons. All that said, what did you make of Russell said it's mutual. 3 different people for the Seahawks said it's not. What did you make of that sort of public commentary yesterday?
That was strange.
Yeah.
That was strange.
Yeah.
I don't love – he had to leave Seattle. But knowing when to leave and knowing where to go are 2 very separate things. And, again, I'm not sure Denver, from a football standpoint, made the most sense. From a lifestyle standpoint, there's a reason Peyton Manning wanted to go there. There's a reason John Elway loved being there for 2 decades. Denver's a nice place to be. I understand that. The public back and forth has been strange. And I was surprised by Jody Allen, the owner's statement yesterday, that he wanted out and all that stuff. Part of me thinks, listen, if the Seahawks thought that Russell Wilson was still a top 3, top 5 quarterback, he'd still be in Seattle.
Yeah.
It's really hard for a franchise quarterback to force his way out. Seattle must have wanted this to the point that, yes, it's mutual. If you trade a franchise player in the NFL, it is mutual. The entire game is stacked towards players staying with their team, franchise tag, long-term contracts that get signed years in advance before anybody hits free agency, unless you're Kirk Cousins. I mean, teams get to keep their guys in the NFL, and so it's always mutual. So the idea that Russell said, hey, I went out, and then they agreed to that, that doesn't really happen with franchise players in the NFL. So I think by definition, the way the NFL works, this was mutual.
By the way, let's circle back. We got a minute left, minute and a half left. If you were Cleveland, what would you do at quarterback this morning?
I would overpay for Jimmy Garoppolo to end this saga.
Yeah.
Because you can't go in for an entire season and with a guy in Baker Mayfield where it has the capability to be a toxic situation. Chris Mortensen had the report. They want an adult at quarterback. You can't get Chris Mortensen to unreport that. That's out there. You can't call Mort and say, Mort, buddy, can you? Nope. They said it. They meant it. And now what do you do? I think it's going to be, Kevin Stefanski is an amazing coach. The fact that he won a playoff game last year and it seemed normal, it didn't seem miraculous, is one of the greatest things I've seen in the last couple of years, and the way that Cleveland embraced that team in a weird year. Baker has had success. Andrew Berry, he said this to me one time. He said he came up through Bill Polian. All that matters is the quarterback position. That's all that matters. And so he's going to be thinking all the time. There's always going to be window shopping. So I think you go with the stopgap, someone like a Jimmy Garoppolo, and I think you try to take a big swing next year. I know Cleveland is not Denver. I know it's not Miami. I know it's not Tampa. But what better way to establish a legacy and a legendary status than actually being the quarterback to make it work in Cleveland? I think at some point a good quarterback thinks that way.
Good stuff. Kevin Clark, the Ringer. He's back on the West Coast. It's undisclosed location. Very Tony, very pricey, obviously. It's great seeing you, my friend.
Anytime, Colin.
Yeah, the Ringer pays very well. He's afforded a wonderful life, and he's got great insight, and I always appreciate him. All right. Yeah, it is hard to unsay that. When you leak, we want an adult at quarterback. That, for the record, what I was told midseason came on the air. Andrew Berry told people, it's exhausting. I can't babysit my quarterback. This is it. Just it was exhaust, and they're right. Like, listen, we all have strength and weaknesses as people. So I'm not patient.
I'm not patient either.
Okay, so therefore, I'm not into frat boy guys. Most of my friends are older, so I know my weakness. That's why I said Baker's draftable. Not for me if I was a team. I can't babysit my quarterback. I'd take Kirk Cousins with limitations. I don't have to babysit him.
Well, Baker also has limitations. That's why this conversation's being
had. Yeah, limitations and babysitting.
If he was great, then they would deal with it.
This show made a revelation late yesterday, and we need to readdress it and revisit it in hour two next.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure. To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel... It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.